You're listening to SBS News.
Half a century after Australia enshrined the principle of equal pay, men continue to out-earn women on average by 20.8%. The Commonwealth Conciliation and Arbitration Commission established in 1969 the principle that where women perform equal work alongside men, they should receive equal pay. But the latest gender workplace snapshot shows although many employers are investigating wage differences, 40% are not taking any action to close the pay gap. The Workplace Gender Equality Agency scorecard identifies a small improvement in pay equity, but on average men earn about $25,000 more than women each year. The agency's director, Libby Lyons, says there has been an improvement, so the pay gap between men and women is narrowing.
Progress is slow. We would like to see the gender pay gap drop more quickly, but we need to understand that the gender pay gap, along with all the other things that we measure, is cultural change that we're looking at. And cultural change always takes time.
Female representation on boards increased slightly, but the number of chief executives who are women remains static. Almost 40% of managers in the workplace are women, but Australian boardrooms are still dominated by men. Ms Lyons says women are often placed in lower paid and lower valued roles.
It may mean that they have too many women in administration roles. It may mean that they are not providing part-time employees with the training and development opportunities that their full-time employees are getting. And because we know that women work part-time at three times the rate of men, that is discriminating against women.
The good news from the Gender Workplace Scorecard is there has been a big increase in employers taking action against family violence. Over a year, 13% more workplaces developed a domestic violence strategy, and there was a rise in those providing paid domestic violence leave. As women stand up against abuse and continue to fight for equality, Dr. Leonora Reese from RMIT University recalls how the women's rights movement 50 years ago influenced pay.
You know, you think of what we can picture from the 1960s and 70s, that was definitely a time of activism and feminism. And that was, when you talk about the change in mindset, that was part of the cultural context in which these breakthroughs and legislation took place.
But Dr. Reese says there is still a hidden undercurrent dictating the industries men and women work in.
So I think we're in the time now where we've got a greater awareness of these unconscious biases, but we're still figuring out how to tackle them. So in some ways it's kind of harder to close the gap because the factors that are contributing to that gap are less visible to see.
Professor Marion Baird from Sydney University's Business School says equal pay wasn't an easy concept to understand or measure.
Particularly in Australia, women and men tend to do different jobs. So it's very hard to find jobs that are actually exactly the same. So we have this idea of a comparator, that we have to compare a woman's job, say as a librarian, with a man's job, say as a mechanic, and try to work out what the value of each of those jobs are.
Professor Baird agrees with the Workplace Gender Equality Agency that there is an undervaluing of women's work contributions.
There's this whole nature of, well, if it's women's work, it may not be as important to an economy, which of course we know is absolutely wrong, but the way in which decisions about value have been made are sort of implicitly biased with that concept.
The Workplace Gender Equality Agency wants more employers to analyse their pay data in order to correct gaps in the future. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.